Welcome to today's interview here on brightvideos.com. I'm Mike Adams, and today we're joined by Tina from the Satellite Phone Store, who is a sponsor of our platform and, you know, different podcasts, especially about preparedness and survival and natural disaster preparedness, all kinds of things like that. Welcome, Tina. Great to have you here today.
Yeah, thanks so much, Mike. As you know, the start of the hurricane season was yesterday.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So, but I don't see any hurricanes coming yet.
It usually happens about mid-July.
Oh.
But the official hurricane season actually started yesterday. And this is where all the companies that we work with got their satellite phones that they usually rent for 6 months during the hurricane season. They were all shipped last week because they go around the clockwise. When hurricane season begins, it starts. We've had some major hurricanes in June that's happened in the past, too.
Wow. So are these all going out to Florida, basically, or some of the Carolinas?
All over the country, Carolinas, Florida, Texas, New Orleans.
Wow. Yeah, New Orleans
Even New York, yeah. Ever since we had hurricane there, a lot of people and first responders are preparing for anything that could happen. Because as you know, if you wait till the last minute, a lot of times there's either no equipment or it's too late.
So, True.
So the preparedness with a lot of the emergencies, security companies, and like hospitals and a lot of government agencies has already started, and a lot of phones have been shipped out for the rental season.
This year, though, this is the first time we're going to have hurricane season combined with a diesel fuel shortage. I mean, the layers of emergencies that are arriving now because of world events and wars and whatever, it's getting pretty crazy. I mean, it's not bad yet, but we know there's more coming. And diesel shortages, that's part of the equation. I mean, there's no way around it. I have diesel vehicles, but I store diesel. Most people don't store diesel.
Yeah.
So you're going to have more emergencies that people need to respond to, like stranded people in the deserts ran out of diesel or something.
Yeah. How long is diesel good for? 6 months?
Oh, no. Years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Gas is 6 months, right?
Gas can be extended for 1 to 2 years, but you have to add all these things to it. Diesel, believe it or not, I've run diesel for 10 years, but you have to add things to it in advance to prevent microbial growth and prevent sludge buildup and so on. But diesel lasts much longer.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, obviously, anything is possible. With everything that's happening in the world right now, people think that their cell phone is going to work because they have texting or what have you. Look, if the cell towers go down, they go down. Your cell phone isn't going to work. Why is, everyone, a lot of companies are preparing, and you can prepare yourself as well. You don't even have to pay for the phone. The phone is given for free. It's a $1,300 phone. It's for free. This phone will work on 100% of the earth. You actually, this is your cell tower. You carry your cell tower with you. So nobody's going to hack the cell tower because it's in your possession. Nobody's going to take it down. You take this outside. You extend your cell tower direct to the satellite. You are able to make a call regardless whether we have fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, hackers. Just if for any reason you're unable to make a phone call, with your cell phone, you're able to take your emergency phone and you can make a call from anywhere to anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's an emergency, a whole world, yes, then the other person has to have a satellite phone. But all the emergencies since 2004, since I've been in this business, has been regional. When something happens, whether it's Hurricane Katrina in 2005 or...
Well, the fires in Hawaii
You're able to call your friends and family and you're able to let them know that you're okay.
Yeah.
And you're able to help your community as well. Because imagine all the mothers and dads and, parents and or kids that don't know if their family is okay. What they have to deal with, the stress... what we have found is when one person in a community has a satellite phone, Mike, they are able to help out so many families so that they let them use the phone to call their loved ones to let them know that, okay, so it is, and I've seen it, parents have been at our stores crying, like doing Hurricane Maria. Look, having a peace of mind knowing your family and letting your family know that you're safe is one of the best things that you can do.
So oh, yeah, and it reduces the burden on local emergency responders because then they're not dealing with frantic family members calling. So the other thing that I think is really important, this is one of the reasons why I always travel with one of your phones, and this is why I've been recommending your company for many years because you've helped thousands of our followers to be able to be more self-reliant, is that even if you're in a desert, you're far away from a cell tower, even if you're traveling overseas, even if you're on a cruise ship or something, you're out in the middle of the ocean, as long as you can see the sky, you've got a connection. You can make a call. You can receive calls.
Yeah, especially if you're traveling. Like, we've seen so many things happen like this, just this year, like in Mexico where there was some issues and the cell towers were down, or if there's anything that happens, you have a satellite phone, you're able to call to get help.
Right.
So if you're traveling, even if you're traveling in cities that have cell service, it's always good if you're out of this country to have to carry a satellite phone with you. And yeah, you're absolutely right. If you go camping, hiking, if you're an adventurous, you need a satellite phone. But most people that have a satellite phone is for emergencies. And we've seen so many emergencies, hacking. We've seen so many things happen since you and I have been working together. Absolutely. Having a satellite phone, not to mention it's private. Nobody can track you. So if you want to get off the grid but still have to be able to communicate with your family, you can totally get off the grid completely for the time that you want to be off the grid. You don't want to be tracked. You don't want anybody to know your, digital footstep. You can do that with a satellite phone because nobody can track
you. But you also, your company also has partnered with Starlink. And so you offer the Starlink bandwidth systems. And that website is starlink123.com, which, your main satellite website, I should mention, is sat123.com.
That's right.
SAT123. But the Starlink systems are really amazing. Now, it's changed the whole landscape. Credit to Elon Musk on this, but Starlink has changed the whole landscape of rural bandwidth. Even for myself and places like this, now, we don't have to do point-to-point systems that go down every time there's lightning or rain. These Starlink systems, the ones that you sell, some of which are the commercial-grade systems, I'm shocked at how well they work through the freaking stormy rain. It's unbelievable, actually.
Yeah, they just don't go down, and they're portable. So you can literally take this with you. You can just throw this in your backpack, take a battery pack that we offer, and a solar panel. You can literally be off the grid. You can record podcasts from anywhere on Earth.
True.
Just by using this. And that's all you need. Get one of our backpacks. We do have, by the way, bulletproof backpacks that can that have Faraday too, so it can help you.
Escape zone.
Yeah, yeah. So, you can go to sat123.com and find our backpacks and all of our Faraday products.
Okay.
But yeah.
How is it that you have so many different interests? I mean, you've got bulletproof backpacks. Your company's got silver infused pillowcases.
Yeah.
Now you have satellite phones, Starlink satellite bandwidth systems, and Faraday bags and purses and jackets with the Faraday material. I mean, you ever have time to sleep? I mean, you seem pretty busy. What do you?
Yeah. Yeah. No, we try to come up with products for health, and we know that the EMF is really affecting people.
Yeah.
And cancer, I'm talking to doctors and they're finding cancer now and much younger, 30-year-old people, 20, 25-year-old are starting to have cancer. Why is that, Mike? What has changed? Yes, our food, what we consume. That's the reason why I love your food. And I saw the way you test things. I'm only going to be, if I can, I'm going to try to just eat the food that I get from you from now on, especially now that I'm here and I see that. But it's not just the food, but the other things, the EMF, the 5G, It is literally killing us. And I feel really bad for the young children, because I've only been exposed to this 5G for the probably the past 5 years, because it's all new. But a lot of the children, they're at much younger. What chance do they have, right?
So they're inundated with the exposure.
Yeah. So a lot of the things that we do try to make is try to eliminate some of the exposure. Like at night, for example, you don't need the phone next to your head. A lot of people,
right.
I've seen people put it under the pillow. Please don't put the phone under your pillow. But especially if you're charging the phone, people do that. And then especially if you're charging your phone, don't put it next to your head. Don't put the charger next to your head.
Yeah.
Take the phone outside your bedroom, plug it in. But if you have to have the phone next to you so you can have easy access, get a Faraday bag. We have them on our website. The satellite phone bag is good for any phone. It will fit any phone. Put it next to your bed. The phone will still ring. And the phone will still get an alarm. It will not ring. You can still hear the music if you're one of those that have to have music at night when you sleep. But the radiation, the EMF completely is blocked. So that's what I would do. My number one thing would be is to just don't put it in your bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if you have to have it in your bedroom, put it in a Faraday bag. You will notice that you will get a lot less headaches. Plus, tracking. Why do you want the government or the big tech to know your digital footprint when you're asleep? They know exactly what room you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They know how long you sleep. That's why when you pick up your phone in the morning and look at it, and all of a sudden everything comes on, text messages starts to come in, they know you woke up. Why would you want that?
I know. Did you see that even, I think Samsung is supporting the new like digital ID tech that's going to be mandated by a lot of governments, maybe some states. I think it was our own FCC that said they want to make sure that everybody that every phone is tied to a specific person's ID, which means their social security number. Like, wait a second. I didn't sign up for that level of surveillance tracking.
Yeah.
From a government, you know?
They already got you. So my recommendation to everyone is to get some kind of a Faraday product to hide your digital footprint at least 10 hours a day. It doesn't matter what 10 hours, most likely probably when you're asleep. But if you go from A to B, there's no reason why your digital footprint should be tracked 24/7. Put your phone, and plus it's good for your health, especially in a car, as you know, with all the radiation, because you're in a box and you're going from cell tower to cell tower. So the radiation, the EMF in the car is like 10 times worse. Put your phone inside the Faraday bag when you're driving. This way there's no tracking how you got from A to B. Eventually, and we saw what happened in January 6th, that was just a test for us.
Oh yeah, they arrested people based on their phone location
data.
Yeah.
So put a disturbance in your digital footprint so that if somebody does subpoena you or goes after your, you know, where you were, or, you know, if you were in the wrong place at the wrong time, even though you're innocent person, don't allow people to know your digital footprint 24/7. You know, if just put your phone inside of a Faraday bag, 1 hour here, 1 hour there. This way, nobody has any idea how you went from A to B. Do you know that guy, that kid that shot the CEO? You know what he did? He had a Faraday bag. When he went over the bridge, he shot the CEO. I wish the CEO would have had one of my bulletproof backpacks.
Yeah, no kidding.
It would have saved his life. But he shot the CEO, and then he went over the bridge, put his phone in the Faraday bag. The police hired divers that were under in the bridge looking for his cell phone.
Because they thought he threw it over.
He threw it over the water. That's because he knew that he had to hide his digital footprint.
Whoa.
He's a bad guy. He was arrested eventually.
Yeah.
But we're good people. And I don't want my digital footprint to be tracked 24/7. If I happen to drive somewhere and I shouldn't be, or something happens in that area, I don't want... If I want to volunteer information, I'll do it myself. But I don't want to get a knock on my door to be forced to answer questions.
Well, and you're not kidding that now the government is saying that people who protest data centers are, what are they calling them? Anti-technology domestic extremists. So you might be peacefully going out to say, you know, save our water or save our power grid. You know, you're just like, you just have a simple sign, you know, and you're just saying save our farms, right? You could get caught up in a geofencing warrant. The police come to your door and say, we think you're a terrorist because your phone had you at that protest where something happened that you didn't even do.
Yeah, that you probably were just driving by or something.
You could have been driving by. Look,
yeah, it's always good to hide. Like I said, I do. I hide my digital footprint about 10 to 12 hours a day. Most of the times when I'm asleep at night, because there's no reason to have my cell phone next to my bed. I want to get a, you know, good night's sleep.
Yeah.
So it's very doable, and you'll get used to it. And it's just highly recommended. Look, you don't expose your kids to cancer. Don't expose yourself to the EMF. Get one of those blankets. What I do with one of the blankets that we have also, I put it over the modem at night. There's no reason to have the modem, exposing you to EMF at night while you're sleeping, or even your kids. Limit.
Talking about like an internet router?
Yeah. I cover it with the blanket.
Oh, wow.
I just put one of the EMF blankets over it.
Huh.
And that covers it. And also when I'm watching TV, even though I have a really small TV, because I bought a TV that doesn't have these TVs generate a lot of EMF.
Yeah.
And so even with that, I usually put a blanket over me. Just like when you go to the dentist, they put a blanket over you when they do x-rays. Same thing, you're exposing to your body like a lot worse than what you could at the dentist 24/7 when you're sitting there watching TV. So put the blanket on you to cover your organs when you're watching TV is highly recommended. Or if you have, if you're got a computer on your laptop, put it over the blanket so that you're not generating EMF onto your body when the computer's on your laptop.
I just thought of the perfect slogan for your company because of all these different products that you do. Get connected, but stay protected.
Yeah.
See, you know, your sat phones connect people.
Yeah.
Starlink systems connect people. But sometimes you want to be protected from all that radiation. That's where the Faraday bags come in, right?
Connected and stay protected. I like that.
Get connected, but stay protected.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
You heard it here first,
yeah.
Tina.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I'm going to use it.
Okay, you can use it.
Thank you.
One of the benefits of being the sponsor of our platform, you get free slogans every time. Okay, but let me ask you about Starlink. But that actually it encapsulates what your company is about, I think. Get connected when you need to, stay protected when you want to.
Yeah. Get connected, but don't stay on. Don't be on your phone 24/7.
Right.
You know, limit, you know how a lot of parents have limit time for their kids for iPad. I don't even think kids should have iPads, period. But the parents that do, also do that for yourself. Limit yourself to like an hour or two a day. Don't be on your phone 24/7. Yeah.
I had a question for you about Starlink systems. Did Starlink recently raise their prices? Because I heard something about that.
They're always making changes. It's so hard to keep up with their changes. Also, I think this summer, Amazon Leo is coming out. We are going to be doing Amazon Leo.
Wait, I thought that rocket blew up.
Well, they're still scheduled for September, so we'll see.
I wonder how that's going to work when the rocket blew up.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the Blue Origin? Is that what that rocket was?
Yeah.
That thing went kaboom.
Yeah. Well, I think they had some up there already.
Oh.
Because I think in some areas they're already connected, like not in the United States, but some areas.
Okay.
But I think, so if all goes well, maybe there's going to be better pricing. I don't know yet.
I love competition in that space.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm rooting for Amazon satellites, but...
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if they had a setback, that's all.
Yeah. I don't know if it set them back, if that has set them back. They haven't announced much about it yet. We all know.
Because they're still picking up the pieces from the explosion, probably.
Yeah. So many companies in the past have tried launching.
It's hard.
With satellite, and they've gone bankrupt. And I'm really, really surprised. And I think that was Elon Musk's biggest concern in 2020. Somebody asked him, what is what is the thing that scares him about launching satellites? This was at 2020 satellite show.
Yeah.
And he said to not go bankrupt. That was biggest concern at the time.
It's an enormous amount of capital on the line every time you launch.
Yeah.
Now Elon wants to launch data centers into orbit, which I actually think is a good idea because it takes them away from our farms. You know, put them out there in space, you know?
Yeah. So we don't know what we don't know. We don't know if that's going to generate EMF or it's going to do other things, you know, so we'll have to.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking they're going to be crunching numbers and then talking to each other in orbit out there.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Or is it like the giant super intelligence Skynet is going to emerge from orbit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Giant Terminator face in the sky.
Yeah.
No.
We know what we know today. We know that these are generating EMF. We know that the children are exposed to it, and we know that we can protect ourselves. And let's take every action, you know, for your family to protect your family, because you can.
Yeah.
And stuff is available to protect yourself.
Totally.
And you just got to limit yourself, and it's hard, but limit yourself is best.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for putting up with my
my
bizarre sense of humor about, you know, AI and tech and whatever. But look, I mean, the tech works. The Starlink works.
Yeah.
It's very reliable. The satellite phones work. The EMF bags work. Everything works. It's just a question of how people, you know, do they want those features and how they want to use the solutions that your company provides.
Yeah.
So I'm always curious about what you're coming up with because you have a lot of interesting new things all the time.
Yeah. No, we try to come up with new products. I think I talked to you soon. We'll have a new generator that's going to be made in USA. We'll talk about that probably in about a month or so.
Oh, I'm very interested.
Yeah.
You're talking about a solar power station.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
All right.
So we'll talk about that next time. But yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, if every community just had one satellite phone and when emergency happens, Mike, not only you allow your people around you, your neighbors to use it to call their families, but also when there's a need, like, you know, what we experienced in Hurricane Helene, where people were calling and saying, hey, we need baby formula, you know, we need medicine, you know, diabetes medicine or whatever. They were able to get the right product instead of just a pallet of water and a pallet of food.
Yeah.
They were able to communicate. So communication is important when there's an emergency. And
clearly,
you just need one person in a community to have a satellite phone. So you could be that one person.
All right. Well said. Okay. So the website, folks, is SAT123.com, Satellite Phone Store, sponsor of our platform. And, you know, the Faraday bags, you've got them there. You've got the Starlink systems at starlink123.com. You've got darkbags.com also. Yeah. Anything else I forgot to mention?
No, I think, you know, this is amazing. Really nice to visit Austin. I'm on my way to actually San Antonio, and I know that their basketball team made the finals, so that's going to be exciting.
Oh, really?
Hanging out in San Antonio to watch the team. Hopefully they win.
Okay, I don't follow basketball, so I don't even know.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be fun. I think we're going to meet up with some friends there and just enjoy
that
the
city
game.
Has its own basketball team.
Yeah.
See, that's I don't even know.
Yeah.
San Antonio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
So that's only an hour and a half south of here. Not too far.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so it's exciting. So
okay.
I'm really happy.
Well,
it's
I get excited about like the lab mass spec instruments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's also exciting.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's fun in its own way. All right. Well, thank you, Tina. It's always great to be able to visit with you, and I'm glad you're in town, and feel free to stop by whenever you're back. But always, the only requirement is always bring something interesting that we can show the audience.
Okay, you got it. Next
Something
time.
They haven't seen before, maybe.
All right. We'll do that next time.
Okay.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Mike Adams here with Tina from the Satellite Phone Store. Brightvideos.com is where you can find more of my videos and interviews. And, of course, the Satellite Phone Store is at SAT123.com. Thanks for joining us today, and take care.